We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that be bringing along.
I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
Got a little treat here in the studio,
because
Art God Savvy Marcos, who did that track, the Hawkman and Crowder theme song, Marcos is running the board for us today on 560. So Crowder and I kind of got a concert because he was bopping his head. He was doing his thing through the window. Look at that. Yeah. He was having a good time in his own song. So.
Killed it.
We'll get to Marcos today, and I can hear Solana's loud room, so he's obviously ready to roll. I went shopping online for Solana yesterday, and I'm like, ah, the hell with it. I logged off. I'm like, someone's got to put an end to all these gifts flying back and forth.
What are y'all doing? I've never been involved in a game
this. I'm like, what? I was looking to get you guys, you and your family, frozen apple pies so that you could actually bake something. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just go on, like, Instacart and find the Publix near them and have some guy show up with, like, 15 pies from Publix.
Y'all's expensive jokes is something I can't get involved in. Y'all $100 jokes.
Today, I'm going to give you the code word here in a second, so don't go anywhere. I'm going to give everybody the code word, chance to win $1,000. Today is crossover day. Who's got the best crossover in the NBA?
Right now, Steph got hell of a high hand. Oh, no, Kyrie.
Kyrie can break anyone's ankles at any time. Is that right, Solana? Best crossover?
Yeah, it's between Kyrie and
Isaiah
Duncan
Thomas.
Robinson.
Yeah. I stepped on your joke. We both went for the joke.
Spider's swinging me over there.
Yeah,
in damn
he
Utah.
Does.
I was thinking earlier today, because I woke up and I had a few tweets saying that Brendan Tobin was ripping me on the Tobin and Leroy show for my Dwayne Wade Boulevard take, which, by the way, isn't my take. I asked a question, but whatever. I'll own it. No, it doesn't.
Wait for you to backtrack.
But it doesn't matter to me.
You're backpedaling like D Wade.
But I never said don't give him a Boulevard. But I said, I mean, do we really need to at this point?
Like you said, is right now a good time?
Right.
I think that was
right.
Your point.
And you even said, had there not been this buildup from Tobin over, you know, a year, would they just out of the blue announce right now that we're going to name the Boulevard in front of FTX Arena? I'm very interested to see. The vote on the commission is Tuesday. I'm very interested to see how the voting goes.
Oh, yes. There's no nays in that.
You saw the text machine yesterday. There's plenty of people that do not want a Boulevard named for Utah Jazz owner Dwayne Wade. No, I'm just
he's
telling you.
He's on Utah for like 7 days.
I'm just telling you. He's not here. I can tell you that.
We'll see.
Let me give the code word here. We're giving you a chance to win $1,000, and all you have to do is text the word DOOR, D-O-O-R, to 72881, and you're entered in the contest. So you could win $1,000. Just text the word DOOR to 72881, and you could be $1,000 richer. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Just text the word DOOR to 72881. Why is there so much ambient noise from his room?
I don't know what's going on at his house.
Like,
I
is just... it? Do you have an air conditioner that's flowing? Like what?
I would imagine.
Is, open? Is the window open?
No, and I'm really trying. Like, I'm typing much more discreetly, and I'm really trying not to make noise. The fan is off, Hawk. I can't tell if you noticed, but
no, I noticed.
The room I'm in is close to the air conditioner, the main AC, but the door's closed. So I don't know if you hear
is it
me. Maybe just
is,
like,
is it a loud room? Is that known in your house as the loud room? Everybody has a house that's a loud room.
What?
You have a loud room? Is that your loud
no.
room?
What?
You
no.
set up
I've
your
never
studio,
heard of a loud
you set up
room.
Your studio in the loud room?
Come on,
no.
man.
Is that the room
no
where you
room.
Hear the air conditioner click on, you know, there's one room. You can't watch a serious movie in that room because it's too loud a room.
The loud room?
Have you cleaned your air filters?
You know what, that's
this is not my house. I don't know.
I'm serious. That's when it starts to grind, and you know, it tries to suck the air through a very dirty filter, and then you get that noise.
Is Eduardo? Is he changing those filters?
Does he get up there
yeah,
on the
actually,
ladder and
yeah.
change the filters?
No, Eduardo doesn't do anything mechanical or nothing in the house.
I don't know if that's mechanical. I change my air filters. I'm not mechanical.
Just nothing. You don't have to home repair. No home repair.
Anything.
Slide out the little paper and slide another little paper.
Does Eduardo change the filter in the refrigerator?
No, my parents have a refrigerator from 1992, and I can guarantee the filter's never been changed. The water tastes great, though. No, our neighbor is an AC guy, so every month he comes to the house and he changes the filter himself every month.
Really?
Yeah.
It's some sort of plan? They're on a plan, or he just does
yeah,
that
no,
to be
it's,
nice?
Yeah, it's like a side business he and his son do.
Oh.
They do the filters for you, and they come to your house every
no,
month,
that
or they
makes
can
sense.
Send it to
that,
you.
That
or,
actually
right.
makes sense, because a lot of people don't change their air
right.
conditioning filters.
Right. And
it, yeah, a lot of people do not do it. I'm pretty diligent about that.
Oh,
it's one
yeah.
of the few things I can do. So that's why I'm diligent about it.
It takes 5 seconds. Like,
yeah. Well, I got to get up on a
no,
ladder.
It's tough.
You know, I mean,
it's
there's
tough,
things,
though.
There's things
it is
to
tough.
Do. There's things to do. You got to make sure they're sized properly. Yeah, there's a lot to do. Anyway.
One time.
Today is crossover day. You've yep. seen maybe on TV and in movies, shows or movies, they cross over. And so when I started getting tweets that Tobin was ripping me on the morning show, I had wanted to have Leroy come on anyway this week because I did want to talk to him. He was at that fight. And I also wanted to talk to him about Solana's injury and Solana still not being able to move because Leroy is a professional athlete as well. So I'd been wanting to talk to Leroy. We just haven't had time. And then I was like, okay, well, if Tobin's ripping me, I'm just curious what his whole take is on D-Wade. I'm wondering if Tobin is going to try to get an express lane made for Vinny Trocheck. You know, he's having a good postseason for someone else, so why, you know, why not? Maybe Mo Harkless gets a bridge or something. I don't know what Tobin's next plans are.
You gonna kill Tobin about it?
I know.
I can't wait.
Just flip the script, man. So, and then, you know, their producer, Robbie the Degenerate, I'd have that dude on every day of the week if he would come on. So, and then Jay Figg used to be on our show. She chose them, and so we'll bring her on. So it's all crossover show. Oh. For me, I think the most famous crossover was when the Harlem Globetrotters appeared on Gilligan's Island. Inexplicably, it was a deserted island, and somehow all the Globetrotters got there in their uniforms. And I don't know how they got off, and Gilligan's Island didn't. But I was like looking online. Did you know that Urkel from Family Matters once appeared on Full House?
No.
Yeah, and there's a picture of it. Did you know? You knew that, Solana?
Yeah. I love Family Matters. I love Steve Urkel, and I love Full House. Oh, I remember that episode.
So there's been perfectly. A number of TV crossovers. This, I think, will be the most popular entertainment crossover in the history of entertainment when the Tobin and Leroy show crosses over into the Hockman and Crowder multiverse. So that's gonna be sprinkled throughout the day. Tobin will join us this hour, Leroy next hour, Robbie and Jay Figg in the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll just move ahead in this crossover universe, multiverse. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we get too sidetracked on the crossovers, and then we'll start to have some fun.
New sports update is brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust 1 hour earlier. Tune in tonight on WSFL TV 39. So the Suns look really good. Watching game two yesterday.
Yes, you are correct.
Bingo.
My dad asked me, Eduardo, he's like, that's the MVP on Los Nuggets, ese gordo. He was calling him ese gordo, the fat guy. And it is crazy, right, that the Nuggets have the MVP, but the Suns just look that much better. The final score, by the way, was 123-98.
I love Los Nuggets. That's funny to me. I'm going to translate the into Spanish, but I can't get near Nuggets, so Los Nuggets. That's funny to me.
Jay Crowder looking like Bay Crowder in the postgame show. He had on the button down. He had it all open. The hamburger meat popping out.
He's
getting into
dude.
A fight.
Yeah.
He is
a good looking dude.
Yeah.
Love
his much
hair.
Much better looking than you, Crowder.
I don't know. Teeth are better for sure, but a raccoon's teeth are better than my teeth. But I don't know. Jay Crowder's ready to fight at all times. We
all
might
times.
Be related.
All times.
Yeah. He's just ready to
all
go.
All times. Heads on a swivel.
Worst decision last year getting rid of him. Worst decision.
Really, in hindsight, you understood why they did it, right? Because they wanted to have the salary cap free.
Yes.
But in hindsight, one of the worst decisions that they could have made.
Mm. Hurts me.
Yeah, the only thing is that, and I'm with you, I miss Jay Crowder, and how could you not watching him, right? But had the Heat signed him for 3 years and given him the money he wanted for 3 years, we would now be talking about how the Heat have no cap room to go out and sign anybody because we gave Jay Crowder
That's not gonna hamstring you.
I mean, you just got to remain flexible, and I just
you
don't think
what,
he would have been enough. He probably wouldn't have been enough to get you past Milwaukee anyways.
Someone brought that up on this show, and I think they were quoting – were they quoting Pat Riley? Someone – it may have been Clay that said it on this show. You know, at some point, you have to stop being cap flexible and actually make a move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like every year, it's like, well, we can't do this because down the road, we might want to do that. And then next year, well, we can't do this. Down the road, you might want to do that. And then you get to the next year. Well, you don't want to do that because down the road, you know, at some point, you got to stop being cap flexible and make some moves. So,
it's been Giannis for like 3 years,
and
right?
I did get it for the Jay Crowder situation because Giannis obviously, you obviously thought that there was a chance. I don't think they would have done it if they didn't think there was a chance. But, you know, at some point, the whole thing of you've got to stay cap flexible, like, okay. So, like, how many times do we stop kicking the can down the road before we actually try to score?
I think it was Clay that you asked him, do we have a chance with Mila Kunis?
Right, Mila Kunis.
Is that what her name?
Yeah. Do I have a chance? Not the Heat, me.
So, like, would you stay single the rest of your life waiting for Mila? Like, don't you call her sooner or later?
That's exact. So, here it is. So, at age 23, I'm not going to get married because I want to keep my options open for Mila Kunis. 24. I might be in love, but you know what? Not going to pull the trigger. Mila Kunis. 25. Mila Kunis. You know, all of a sudden, I'm 51 years old. I'm bald. I've got man boobs. Yet, I'm holding out hope here. And in the meantime, I haven't found love.
Giannis Kunis.
Sometimes.
We're waiting for this. Giannis Kunis. We're never going to get him. Let's lock some people in.
I mean, we're not getting Giannis Kunis.
It's just not going to work.
Giannis Kunis.
Oh. Yeah, and at a certain point, right, you just have to settle for Donna. Donna from that 70s show, the redhead. And you're just not going to get me.
I never
Kunis.
Watched the show. I was thinking Donna from Beverly Hills 90210, which is, that's good.
I was thinking Donna Summers.
Donna Summers, sure.
I'm more of a Donna Winters guy, but that's just me.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Somebody says, Solana's too loud. Tell him to lower his leg. That's somebody that listens to the show. I love that.
All right, guys.
Anything else?
Tonight, game three, it's Bucks-Nets, 7:30 p.m. And then game two following that, Jazz-Clippers, 10 p.m. in Utah. Let's see if Dwayne Wade is back on the sidelines being annoying again tonight.
He will be.
You saw what I texted you guys earlier about the games tonight. Let's see if I can find that. Darren Revelle, the public right now, 75% of the public money is on the Bucks -3.5 and on Utah -3. 75% on the Bucks, 74% on Utah. There's that, you know, famous gambling adage, fade the public.
Yeah.
So if everybody's doing one thing, fade the public. But man, I like Milwaukee tonight, -3.5. I really do. But I'm tempted now to bet Brooklyn money line and just say, F it. Brooklyn wins this thing straight up. Milwaukee and Giannis Kunis, they don't know what's going on. And it's a replay in reverse of what happened with us in Milwaukee.
We see sweeps every year, but nobody believes in sweeps. That's the craziest thing to me.
Giannis, though, is kind of like that to me is the one where you go, huh, is he going to get swept, Giannis?
Did you watch him?
I watched the first two games, and it's certainly believable, but it's still Giannis.
He can't shoot from outside. Just stand in the paint, and Giannis is out the game.
I have a feeling now, because the name just rolls off the tongue, that I, in an inopportune time, am going to call him Giannis Kunis, and without the right context, that's pretty questionable. That could cost me a job, I'm thinking.
I love it.
Well, I know you do. You've got no risk. I'm out here on an island.
Hey, son. Age is having a very expensive birthday today. I need this one.
Come grab me if you can. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. The Marlins, they play tonight, 7:10 p.m. It's Trevor Rodgers, T-Rodge.
Rodriguez.
Who is that?
Boy, he's pitching against Chichi Rodriguez. Chichi Rodriguez is a pitcher for the Rockies, I learned today. If you Google Chichi Rodriguez, he looks nothing like you would imagine a guy named Chichi Rodriguez.
Well, Chichi Rodriguez is a famous golfer. I mean, one of the most famous Hispanic golfers of all time, Chichi Rodriguez. You sure that there's a Chichi Rodriguez that plays baseball?
I'm certain. Pitches for the Rockies. That makes sense now. He was obviously named after Chichi Rodriguez, the golfer. But, like, this guy, he's a white guy. Looks like a white guy.
Because my thought was, when you said if you Google search Chichi Rodriguez, he doesn't look like a baseball player, but he's pitching tonight. And I figured he was searching Chichi Rodriguez, and it was coming up the golfer. And Solana was like, huh, that's not going to make any. How's that? How are they not going to rock this guy for 40
This guy's 91 years old.
Yeah, are you sure it's not Chichi Gonzalez?
Is it Chichi Gonzalez? Did I write Rodriguez?
Way to go, Solana.
Because I looked up Chichi Rodriguez, and it's
Chichi Rodriguez, a famous golfer.
Isn't he the guy from Happy Gilmore? The guy who's like shaking his head no?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
Have a beard. That guy. Yeah, Happy Gilmore, man.
Yeah, Chichi Gonzalez is a baseball pitcher.
Chichi Gonzalez.
Way to go, Uruguayan.
I have written down Gonzalez. I don't know why I said Rodriguez. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
The G and the R, that's what gets you.
Speaking of golf,
all the Hispanic names sound alike to you.
And whatever, Giannis Kunis. Speaking of golf, we get to do golf updates because Palmetto Championship at Congaree, the leaderboard update. It's sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. No Chichi, Gonzalez, or Rodriguez. But Doc Redman and Dustin Johnson, they're tied for first. They finished at 6 under par today. That's your update from the Edwin Watts Golf Shops. And your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. We are officially in dust plume season, everybody.
Dust plume
season. Yeah, more updates on the dust plume season at 3. That's your weather.
People texting in, it was Lee Trevino that was in Happy Gilmore, not Chichi Rodriguez. Lee Trevino. Okay. All right, today is crossover day, and we will do our first crossover of the afternoon. Brendan Tobin, the morning host on 790 The Ticket. This is like a wacky episode of, I don't know, what Family Matters. Full House. Full House. What was the name of the girl that Urkel had to come talk to?
Lisa
Turtle.
Was it
the neighbor?
I don't know. You're the one that said you saw it.
I don't remember the episode.
Oh.
Lisa Turtle was saved by the bell.
Well, it's going to be Tobin walking in here thinking he's getting to his house, and it's someone else's house, and then wacky hijinks are going to ensue. So, Tobin, on crossover day, that is next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Do I have a shot with Mila Kunis?
No.
Hock and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I told you it's crossover day, and Brendan Tobin's been known to have a nice crossover himself, but I'm not speaking about basketball. Brendan Tobin hosts mornings on 790 The Ticket with Leroy Horde. Here comes Crowder running down the hallway, ready to go. And we got a crossover going on. I need my crew squad up.
I know, man. I left you out there.
I know. You leave me out here to dry.
Tobin's a big fella now.
Tobin, I've been friends with Tobin for about 15 years or so. And he does mornings on 790 The Ticket with Leroy Horde. And I was told that he was ripping me today. But I was telling Crowder earlier, Tobin, that was somebody playing video games back there? I don't understand what is happening. Tobin, you can't put down the Q-Bert game for 10 seconds to do the crossover? You have to disrespect the show this way already?
I forgot how to do radio. I don't do radio at studios anymore.
At the crib.
Brendan Tobin, longtime friend. So you had a problem with a take that wasn't really mine?
Yeah, because I was at CVS and I flipped on 7-9 The Ticket, you know, the old AM radio.
Yeah, sure.
And I heard you were all mad at Dwayne Wade because he's in Utah and you wanted to revoke Dwayne Wade Boulevard,
no,
which is getting approved next week.
No,
and
no,
I was like, Jesus,
no,
Hock,
no. Okay, now here,
sensitive.
Here, all right, now you are
trying
proving
to bully
yourself.
Michael McCullough.
That was funny. Now, you are being a typical radio listener, Tobin. You didn't hear the context of what I was saying then. I was saying he's got the jersey in the rafters. He probably will have a statue out front one day, which he should. We'll never forget what he meant. But is this really the right time to name the street in front of the arena? And great work. For people that don't know, this is Tobin's baby.
Yep.
I have never seen a radio promotion pick up steam the way Name Biscayne for Dwayne, which is all Tobin's idea, how it picked up steam. But now it seems like a little bit of a disaster, don't you think, Tobin? I mean, you want to name a bridge for Mo Harkless, or you want to have like a little street for Vinny Trocheck by the BB&T Center? Like, what's next?
I mean, you're comparing Dwayne Wade to Mo Harkless? What are you doing?
I don't know. Neither of them are here. I watched the Bucks series. Did you see either of them here?
because he fist bumped Donovan Mitchell?
I don't know. All I know is I watched the Bucks series. I didn't see Mo Harkless or D Wade. So I figure if we're going to give D Wade a street there, you probably want to give Mo Harkless something there. Oh, give him a kiosk at Bayside? You want to give him a kiosk at Bayside?
Just eradicate all of history because he wants to go hang out in Utah for some reason.
No, not what I'm saying. Just so you know, I was just saying, is the timing right? Because Crowder even said yesterday, if the city commission, let's pretend you hadn't lobbied for this for a year or two. If the city commission just said, hey, we're going to take a vote next week on naming the boulevard in front of FTX Arena, Dwayne Wade Boulevard. If there hadn't been a lead up to it, do you think it would be met with disdain right now? If the first morsel of the idea was yesterday, do you think it would be met with disdain from Heat fans?
No.
No, you're wrong.
I think people who are mad at Dwayne Wade for hanging out with the Jazz are idiots.
No one's mad at Dwayne Wade for being part of the
Jazz.
Like
not
at
all.
I just don't know if I want to pull up on the street to
Why?
See.
Why?
Because he owns the Jazz. He sold his home down here. He's got his jersey hanging in the rafters. I mean, what more do we have to give him?
Huck, you wouldn't have been allowed at his home anyway. He would escort you off the premises.
I understand that, but he wouldn't have had the three rings or the ability to buy into the ownership of the Utah Jazz without the Miami Heat. It was a pretty symbiotic relationship.
Apparently not anymore. He wants to go live somewhere else now. That's okay. He still was pretty awesome for us.
Give him a street. Oh, you want to move? Here's a street.
Yeah.
Tobin, what's the qualification to get a street? We talked about it yesterday. You have Marino, you have Shula, you have Wade. I'm with you. But what are the qualifications of having a damn street forever named after you?
I would say being better than Don Shula and Dan Marino is a pretty good start.
Dan doesn't have no championships was kind of my thing yesterday.
Wait, that's 62-7. Dwayne Wade, he's like, you know, giving you triple doubles to end his career.
I mean, wait a second. Are you suggesting that Dwayne Wade unequivocally is better than Don Shula was?
How many points did Don Shula score?
Wow.
Zom deserves a street more than
can
Shula.
Can you believe the
winning
turn?
His coaches?
I mean, can
NFL
you believe
history?
The turn this has taken? I mean, now you've come on to disparage Don Shula?
Everybody on your 560 simulcast is just punching their radio right now.
Football town.
So is that what you guys on 790 talk about all day? That Shula was overrated and D Wade is the best sports figure in the history of Miami? Who is the best sports figure in the history of Miami?
I mean, it's obviously Hassan Whiteside.
It's Mo Harkless, of course. No, who is it? Is it Dwayne Wade? Is it Dan Marino?
It's unequivocally Dwayne Wade. He passed him. It's over. It's over, man. Shula, Dan Marino, they're 2-3. Dwayne Wade's number one, and that's it.
Is that true, Crowder?
Oh, think I'm with Tobin.
Unequivocally.
Three championships. What, he played 14 years here? Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, the time, the longevity, the championships.
How about going to Chicago and Cleveland and then Utah and selling his home in Miami? Don Shula and Dan Marino never did that. Like, I'm being honest here. We're not giving points for loyalty to Miami. I mean, we're all about 305. We're all about repping South Florida. I mean, we take that stuff so seriously. And we're going to unequivocally allow Brendan Tobin to name Dwayne Wade, the guy who went to Chicago, Cleveland, and Utah, as a more important sports figure in South Florida than Don Shula and Dan Marino?
Dwayne Wade went to Chicago and gave us Jimmy Butler as a parting gift. Like, even on accident, like, left us angry and still got us a really good player. He's just like, yeah, you know what? Chicago does kind of suck. You should go play in Miami. Like, every stop, he keeps giving us good stuff.
I mean,
we're probably going to get Donovan Mitchell because of him.
You're just rewriting history. You're just rewriting history to make it fit whatever your narrative is.
I'm giving you the truth. He's like, listen, the Chicago stinks. Go play for the Heat. I'm going to go first, but you come a couple of years later.
Tobin, what man, for real, like, you've been talking about Dwayne Wade Boulevard for years, or a year plus. Like, do you get anything? Has anybody talked to you? Like, what?
No.
Are you there? Are they going to let you screw the sign in when they change it? What does Tobin get for your champion of this street?
I think I used my chip last year. I guilted Dwayne Wade into one interview.
He gave you an interview for the Boulevard?
Yeah, I DM'd him one time on Instagram because we follow each other from the D-Wade Boulevard thing, and I used my chip. I used it when he went to the finals. I think that's all I get, Crowder.
Do you have any idea, Tobin? I was asking Crowder this legitimately. Do you have any idea if that commission is going to pass that unanimously, or are there going to be holdouts? Like, do you know on Tuesday if that will become Dwayne Wade Boulevard or if it'll fail?
I was actually surprised that it was even a thing, because when the mayor like gave out his proclamation, I thought it was official. It was just the pandemic was delaying the sign screwing. He told me that this isn't city, this is just county, and I mean, he told me it was like no biggie. It's like a layup. So, I mean, he's gonna look pretty silly if it doesn't come true. We made that whole proclamation and buddied up to Dwayne Wade. I mean, he is gonna look like an idiot if it doesn't go through.
What's the holdup? Is it your argument, Honk? Like, tell me, what is the holdup? What would the commissioners that if they say nay, what would be the argument?
That he can't even attend the thing. He's got to zoom in from Utah. Like, he's got to. Yeah, Dwayne. I mean, what kind of? I mean, when you name a road or a street after someone, and they can't be there. I mean, he's going to be on one of those, what, like an iPad. They're going to have an iPad taped to a chair, and he's going to be via Zoom from Utah, where it's like 7 in the morning. I mean, yeah, you think whether you want to vote yes or no on this. Is this going to be a great moment for the city or no?
I'm sure he's hard up for flights. I'm sure it's impossible for him to get here.
He's struggling. Maybe stand by.
Here are some of the texts, Tobin. Shula's restaurant is still open. D. Wade's closed due to food poisoning.
No, 800 degrees is still open.
No, not that one. He had a sports bar, D. Wade's. Remember?
Oh,
he had two of them, actually.
Dad
was. Did it ever open?
Yeah, there was one that was open in Boca. It was open for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I remember one was supposed to open up, I think, in North Miami. I remember with Barrett, and like, I don't think it ever got off the ground.
Oh, well, that's a good reason to give someone a street. Here are some more of the text. I want. Who else are we gonna give a street? The guy who opened and closed Bennigan's over the last 15 years. when you go to a Panthers game, you pull off on Bennigan's Way, you know, to remember the restaurant that closed.
Can't deal with him, Tobin.
Bernie Kosar had an open and closed restaurant. Let's give him something by UM in Coral Gables.
Can't deal with him.
Any other closed restaurants you want to honor, Tobin?
I love how the closed restaurant has become the great stain on his resume. It's the only thing he failed at down here.
Here's some of the texts. I want to fight Tobin right now. Marino is God here. This is football country. Shame on the city of Miami for taking. Now, this is a good point. This guy texts in. Shame on the city of Miami for taking this long on even voting for Dwayne Wade Boulevard. Dallas had Nowitzki Boulevard done in a fraction of the time. You know, had
Agreed.
They done this a year or so ago or even earlier than that, Tobin, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I'm with you. I didn't even like if you go to Uber right now and you plug in the American Airlines Arena, they have Dwayne Wade Boulevard on Uber. Right. I don't know why it's taken this long to put the final nail in it.
Another text. Tobin is full of crap. It's Dan first, then Shula, then Dwayne. Oh, no. It's Don Shula first, then Dwayne Wade, then Dan Marino.
Nah. Hit the bricks, old timer. Put away your rotary phone.
Wow. Wow.
Tell your grandstand to stop texting for you.
Tell him this. Tell him this on the phone.
Jeez, unbelievable. All right, well, Tobin has championed the cause of a non-Miami resident with a couple of failed restaurants to have a street named for him where the Miami Heat plays. Solana, you're our biggest Heat fan on the show. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm with Tobin here, and I think you're out of your mind if you think it shouldn't be Dwayne Wade Boulevard. I'm also not so sure it's Marino 2 and Shula 3. Like, I think Pat Riley and UD are up there before Marino and Shula. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, that's what the Heat and what that team and what this organization means to me and to young people in South Florida.
There's probably an argument for that Pat Riley is in that conversation.
Yeah. Maybe not UD.
Like,
but
most
Pat Riley.
What's the title? Most grandiose sports figure in South Florida? Most important sports figure in the history of South Florida.
And Pat has more rings, more championships than Don.
I mean, but you could also put Schnellenberger in there for resuscitating the University of Miami. I mean, this is a roundabout argument, but Tobin is totally on board with the failed restaurants and the and the moving to Chicago. And so, hey, so Tobin, would you reconsider if Dan Marino's restaurant, I think they did fail, but if Dan Marino's, if Dan Marino moved and then took an ownership stake in the Pittsburgh Steelers, then you might consider him to be better than Dwayne Wade just based on your parameters?
I don't even understand what's going on right now. What do you want, like Duffy's Avenue? Like, what are you, you're obsessed with restaurants?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I mean, you have to put into totality what they've meant to South Florida. And Dwayne Wade had a couple of failed restaurants. He left the Heat, and then he went to our sworn enemy, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah, and to join up with LeBron again. I mean, that was a thumb. That was a boom to the whole city of Miami. And then then when we're all getting ready, like right after we retire the jersey, he jets off to Utah. And turns the lights off at his house.
But when he got traded back from Cleveland, that was the best. It was almost like winning a championship.
Right,
when he
because
returned.
He had come home. Our hero had come home. We
That's
didn't
right.
know he was leaving again, though.
You put the word there. Hero.
Right.
Heroes
right.
deserve
He was
roads.
The hero. He came home and then left us again.
Nah, he didn't leave. Heroes can fly here whenever they want to.
He didn't leave.
Heroes
Dude's
have to
Utah.
Save other people.
He's waving a towel at the Jazz games. He can't believe the energy in that arena. The arena that doesn't have his name on the street.
Oh, they will. I bet you they will as soon as they win the championship and he guides Spider Mitchell to the title.
Spider.
Yay. All right. Well, there you go. Brendan Tobin. How do you feel like the crossover went?
I loved it. And,
Tobin, you enjoy the crossover?
I think Tobin got you, Hawk.
What?
I think he got you.
He brought up that Dwayne Wade had failed restaurants, and he got me?
I think he got you. My opinion.
Dwayne Wade is going to appear via Nextel, two-way radio, at his street naming ceremony.
On an iPad. Huh?
When Brendan Tobin is the most famous person at Dwayne Wade's street naming ceremony, don't you think something has gone awry?
I didn't say it, Tobin.
Oh, God.
Leroy's more famous than me. He's going to be there.
I'm not. Well, give me a chance with Leroy. I'll
ride his
so
bike down there.
I'm not so certain.
Leroy's something else.
Man. All right. Brendan Tobin. Make sure you listen to him on 790 The Ticket every morning. You can find out why all your fandom of Dan Marino and Don Shula and the Miami Dolphins is wasted time, according to Brendan Tobin. You should hate them with the passion of 1,000 Suns. All right. Thank you, Tobin.
All right.
Came in high spirits, and that's what you do to guys.
Suck the life out of him.
Alright.
Suck the life out of him. I think Tobin's busy looking at failed restaurant concepts. See who we can honor next.
Piccadilly Way.
Yeah, exactly. Showbiz Pizza. Where's that new Inter Miami Stadium at? Oh, that's on Pets.com Boulevard, and it's at the corner of Pets.com and Blockbuster Fun and Golf.
My favorite text was Tony Roma's Boulevard.
Tony Roma still exists.
It does?
Yeah, don't blaspheme Where? Against Tony Roma's. How dare you?
Where does it exist?
Tony Roma's has several locations. Bobby Rubino still exists. You know if Bobby Rubino still exists, Tony Roma still exists. I think there's a Tony Roma's Express in the Aventura Mall as well. All right, there you go. Brendan Tobin on crossover day. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He's calm, collected. Has a will to win because his name, of course, is Wade Jones.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I know that Tobin has to be thinking to himself right now, like, wait a second, what just happened? How did that get flipped around that all of a sudden I'm talking ill of Don Shula?
Mark Hockman special.
Yeah, that was, I played word and argument tricks there.
I noticed you do that quite often.
Oh, man.
I did it to me yesterday with the prosthetic leg.
Yep. It's a gift.
I've been called 100 times.
I was the bad guy.
Yeah, that's what he does. I don't know how he does it. And then you're apologizing for no reason.
I mean, this Tobin, he wants to name the Drive Pink Stadium for Kenny Rogers Roasters. Failed chain, and the guy did nothing for Miami.
Another good text was the Hockman Burger Highway.
Beefsteak Charlie's. I mean, what's happening there? It was a funny little detour that I got. I found a little chum in the water.
And you dove on it. Failed restaurants. What has he done?
And your D's, and D Wade, they own, 800 Degrees, which happens to be a good restaurant.
Yes.
So, but I just ignored that. It wasn't helping my argument.
Yeah. Well, that's what attorneys do. So yeah.
That's what I did. I did an attorney spiel there.
Yep.
Which I just kept hammering him on the one weakness in his story.
There's plenty of people walking free because of a weakness in the story.
You're not kidding.
Yeah?
You're not kidding. And then the thought of, like this duct taped over an iPad on a fold-out chair.
Even that. Hawk, you think
Dwayne Wade's got mountains behind him,
You think Wade has to be there next Tuesday?
No, they wouldn't do the unveiling of it next week. They're just voting
on it. But that's what you're saying.
No. I'm saying if they vote
yes,
they'll have a big unveiling where they unveil the street sign. He has to be there for that. If he's not there for that, then you don't give someone that honor.
But Hawkins, he has a private jet.
Right, okay. But my point is, if he doesn't come in for it, then you will admit that's a mistake. Then they made a mistake. If they vote yes, they name the boulevard for him, and he doesn't come in, and I would purposely schedule the unveiling on a Utah Jazz playoff night. I go, you choose.
You're a butt wipe. You don't think they're going to work with – they're not going to work with Wade.
You
it's Wade.
Choose.
It's Wade at Boulevard. They're going to work with him.
That is great. All right, so today's crossover day. All the Tobin and Leroy Show cast members – are going to be hopping in on the show. Leroy Horde in the 3 o'clock hour and Robbie the Degenerate and Jay Fig in the 4 o'clock hour. Now, we are in hurricane season, and this can get stressful for anyone that owns a home in South Florida, really for anyone in South Florida. But if you own a home, I always recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors to protect your home and your possessions and your family, because when you get PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed, it'll reduce your stress level this time of year, and it'll reduce your stress level when the forecast track of a storm comes out and we're in it. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. It really is a great feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. So you own a home down here, hurricane season comes every year. Every single year, take that step. Get Impact Windows and Doors installed in your home. And again, I say, use BNT Impact Windows and Doors to install PGT Custom Windows and Doors. You will be thrilled that you did. So give them a call, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. 3 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You ever got hit hard with the pelota?
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.